Aramco started its initial public offering on Sunday, 7 weeks after crippling attacks on its oil facilities. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
Saudi Arabia kickstarted an initial public offering of the world's largest oil company on Sunday, 3 years after a listing of Saudi Aramco was first flagged, and just 7 weeks after crippling attacks on its oil facilities. The IPO will be split into two tranches, one each for institutional and individual investors. Sources say Aramco could offer 1 to 2% of its shares, raising as much as $20 billion to $40 billion. The company is valued by bankers and company insiders at around $1.5 trillion, 50% more than the world's most valuable listed companies, Microsoft and Apple.
That is Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Anti-government protesters in Iraq's capital have shut down key roads. Schools and government offices are also closed in Baghdad and other Iraqi cities Sunday, the start of the work week in the Muslim-majority country. The demonstrators are demanding change in the country's political system. In Beirut, thousands of people turned out Sunday to show their support for Lebanon's president. The demonstration was held near the presidential palace in southeastern Beirut. The show of support for the country's president is in direct contrast to the protests demanding a complete overhaul of Lebanon's sectarian-based politics. Tens of thousands of Islamists at a protest camp in Pakistan's capital are awaiting a deadline set by their leader calling for the prime minister to resign. Cleric Maulana Fazlur Rahman led a caravan of supporters to Islamabad last week in a bid to pressure Imran Khan to step down, calling him an illegitimate ruler. Rahman has hinted he could direct his partisans to march on the seat of parliament and force Khan's resignation. This is VOA News. A French minister says the new Brexit deal of January 31st is not negotiable.